You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Thousands of vulnerable South Sudanese are at imminent risk of death from hunger and lack of medicine. A worsening crisis in the world's youngest nation sees a famine being declared in the midst of civil war. Caritas Internationalis and other aid agencies say that currently 1 million people in South Sudan are in imminent danger of famine, and in total 5.1 million are in urgent need of food and livelihood help. At least 270,000 children are suffering acute malnutrition. They are warning that if large-scale aid of food and medicine does not arrive before the imminent rainy season, there are going to be a lot more deaths very soon. Bishop Ercolano Lodu Tombe, president of Caritas South Sudan, and Bishop of Ye, is in Rome for a high-level Caritas Internationalis meeting that aims to plan a scaling up of the emergency response in an enhanced cooperation across all Caritas agencies in the region. Speaking to me, Bishop Lodu Tombe appealed to all people of goodwill not to close their eyes and their hearts to the suffering of the people of South Sudan.
I'm here as president of Caritas South Sudan, leading a delegation. Altogether, we are six. There are four priests, including myself, and then two lay people. The executive director of Caritas South Sudan and the relief coordinator of Caritas South Sudan. So we came for this meeting, which was organized by the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, head office here in Rome, in collaboration with a number of Caritas members whose main task originally was to help Caritas South Sudan grow with the help of the Caritas group, which is on the ground in South Sudan, so that they have a good working relationships as Caritas members. So we are here for that meeting. But then, and it has been overtaken by other issues, the situation of famine, which is now raging in South Sudan. Even the government declared famine in South Sudan. Speaking of almost 5 million people who can face starvation. So Caritas Internationalis plus our group is to see that we cannot stay watching at the situation. It's better to raise our voice so that those who have heart to listen to the cry of the people who are hungry, who are dying, if in their own possibility they can help, this is what we have to speak of as a voice.
Voice in the Wilderness, which is the title you gave your pastoral letter, which was to give hope and encouragement to your people in this very difficult time. Would you like to tell us what is happening in South Sudan? You just mentioned the famine, but leading up to the famine, there have also been other very serious issues.
Well, the cause of that famine is man-made famine, because war is going on in South Sudan now, okay, as early as 2013. But of late, in July last year, when the war broke out the second time after the independence, it is this war that broke out in July last year in Juba that has spread rapidly to many parts of South Sudan, and it is the cause of this famine. So the situation of war is ongoing. The government is facing rebellion in several parts of South Sudan, particularly in Equatoria. This war is a cause for a lot of displacement, is a cause for the destruction of villages, burning of huts, cause for famine, because people could not be allowed, like in the Ye area, to harvest the crop that they have cultivated. They cannot go to harvest because of insecurity. And like in that area, people used to cultivate two times. So what they cultivated in the first cultivation season could not be harvested. So there is hunger. And they could not make farming for the second cultivation to produce the second crop. So a whole year is without food. The one ripe cannot be harvested, and they cannot plan what should accompany them for the next season. So it is a man-made kind of hunger, because of the situation of war that is going on in the country. The roads are blocked. If I speak of Ye area, the road leading to the towns are blocked. People cannot come in to visit us, and we cannot go out, particularly Ye, which is the capital of the state, Ye River State. There are over 100,000 people trapped in Ye town. who cannot be reached and cannot go out.
So humanitarian aid can't reach them either?
It cannot reach except by air. And by air you can reach only very, very, very few people. Not only that, if we talk of air to reach people in the town, but those who are outside the town cannot be reached. So the situation outside the town also is catastrophic, because maybe they have food in that site, or they are in the area where the rebels are. Maybe they have food, but they have no access to medicine. They have no access to clean drinking water. They have no access to education of their children whatsoever. And so the situation really is the whole. Whether in the town or outside the town, the situation is catastrophic. It is a situation of war.
You also describe a situation in which people are afraid, in some cases, to return to their homes, because you say the war isn't just between the government and the rebels, but there's a lot of violence perpetrated against civilians.
Well, that is a truth. It seems that the government army seem to be fighting the people. And I want to explain it like this. There are confrontations between the government army, wherever they are in the garrisons, but also confrontation between this army and what we call armed groups outside. And whenever there is this confrontation with these two groups, the army of the government and those people who come to attack the garrisons, the response of the army on the civilian population is not proportionate at all. Because these rebels, they are soldiers, they have guns, they attack and they run away. But the civilian population is the one to suffer the consequences of that attack. And so, as I said, the response of the army on the civilian population is terrible. People are killed, villages are burned, and sometimes even those who are killed are burned in huts. And it is a long time now, and in the town, okay, right away now, there is no fighting in Yei town. But I mean, outside the town, I mean, things are not okay, even if you don't hear guns. But people continue to suffer, to die.
I know a lot of people are hiding. They're hiding in the bushes. They're hiding in the swamps. We saw incredible pictures when humanitarian aid first arrived near the swamps of a lot of people, women, children, coming out to receive some food. Who are they hiding from?
Well, this one is particular in Unity State. In Unity State, where there has been flood, and humanitarian aid cannot be taken by land also because of confrontation between the fighting forces. But if it is dropped by plane, then of course people come out waving or moving through pieces of dry land and also water in order to collect whatever they need. So that is particular in the Unity State, which is also very bad. People are really suffering. In fact, Unity State is one of the worst affected areas in South Sudan, just like Yei in South Sudan also. Maybe Yei is a little lucky because it is bordering Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. So many of these people have become refugees. Some are still hiding in the bushes, who attack the army of the government. And of course, the army also has to defend itself and go into attacking. And as usual, the civilians are always the victims of such situation.
You also speak of the deafening silence in a lot of the international media. The Pope has spoken in various occasions of the situation and appealed for help and for the consideration of the international community. Is that reached the ears, do you think, of the international community?
Well, in the area of Yei, it was the church that raised the voice of people who are already beginning to starve, and that was in August. So it was just the voice of the church, which was very strong, which attracted people to come to Yei even by air, to see for themselves and to prove the truth of what we are saying. And so the people were being able to help by World Food Program and other Caritas groups to help the people with aid, emergency food aid and medicines and so on. So this is the voice of the church, but others, even the government, was keeping silent. The government just recently declared famine in South Sudan, but until of recent, it doesn't say anything. The tendency sometimes is to deny that there is such a thing happening in the country. Okay, the Holy Father has now spoken, and he's spoken in a very passionate and a very, very, very strong poem, not to let South Sudan alone, not to go on talking about South Sudan, but to do something about South Sudan. And I think that has opened the ears of many who probably before also did not hear and know the situation of suffering in South Sudan. So the voice of the Holy Father has made many people to understand that the situation in South Sudan is dramatic.
He himself has said that he would like to travel to South Sudan, perhaps together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, a journey of Pope Francis. What meaning would it have for the people in South Sudan, a deeply religious people at that?
Well, we have been told that the Holy Father might come. I think we are hoping that the situation remains stable as it is, security situation, I mean, might come in October. It is not confirmed to us that he is going to come with the Archbishop of Canterbury, but that is also what we hear, that he might come. But that is a very, very important visit. Very important visit of hope and courage to the people of South Sudan as a whole, not just Christians. Everybody would like to see this great religious person, a religious leader of the Catholic Church, and if he come with the one also of the Anglican Communion, that would be a great support and strength to the people of South Sudan who are fully religious. The people of South Sudan are people of religion. They are mostly Christians. We have also the Muslims. And the only voice in all the years of the suffering of the people of South Sudan, the only credible voice in all these years, even before now, has always been the voice of the Church. Now to hear that the Holy Father is the head of the Catholic Church is coming, this proves to the people that the voice of the Church is credible, and even the Holy Father himself is coming to add to the voice of the local church, local bishops and priests, religious, and our catechists, that what we are doing is worth doing, and the Holy Father is coming to confirm the voice of the local people to go on in spite of suffering, and therefore giving hope, giving courage, and strengthening faith.
I will, of course, direct readers, listeners, to the Caritas Internationalis website. People can donate to Caritas to engage personally in the crisis. I think there's a campaign. Is there an appeal that you would like to make through Vatican Radio?
Vatican Radio is a good voice. Vatican Radio could just add the voice to the voice of the Caritas Internationalis. The urgency of humanitarian support to South Sudan is a real urgency. We cannot wait too long. Rainy seasons are about to start. And if humanitarian support is not carried to the people of South Sudan now during the dry season, it will be even impossible that such humanitarian assistance is given when the roads will have been closed, blocked by water. So there is urgency. Anybody who wants to help, hurry up to help, support Caritas Internationalis that will raise the support to the Caritas South Sudan in order to help the people. But not only Caritas South Sudan, any person of goodwill, any human being who has human being in heart, should not close eyes and heart to the suffering of the people. Some, especially in Europe, they are people full of television and communication. They have seen pictures of people suffering in South Sudan. I am appealing that let them just not remain seeing what is happening in South Sudan. Do something to help the dying people of South Sudan survive and to return the human dignity of the people of South Sudan back to be truly human, to live as human beings and not human beings living in a miserable situation like animals.
That was Bishop Ercolano Lodu Tombe, President of Caritas South Sudan and Bishop of Yei.